Eileen Veda?
Mm-hmm.
Veda?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hi, everyone. My name's Eileen Artemian Veda. I'll wait for my... There we go. I'm currently a graduate student in a research and clinical lab called KidSphere, which is affiliated with Loma Linda University's Children's Hospital. One of the research and clinical labs at KidSphere is called Growing Fit, which is a multidisciplinary approach to treatment for children who are obese. And this research that I'm presenting today is based on the archival data from this project, from this program. I have no relationships to disclose. One of the major constructs that's important based on the research that we've looked at for behavior change has been readiness for change and a variety of problems associated with a need for change. So the primary goals for the current study were to examine the relationship between parent readiness for change and medical and psychosocial outcomes in children receiving treatment for obesity. In addition, we wanted to determine if parent involvement provides significant contributions to children's outcomes as well. Just a brief background on the etiology of childhood obesity. There are several factors that have been found to contribute to childhood obesity. However, studies indicate that only about 5 to 25% of the variance is accounted for by genetic influences. And that research really suggests that environmental and psychosocial factors are likely explaining a lot of the remaining variants. Research has also provided evidence that family-based interventions demonstrate greater effectiveness compared to interventions with the child alone. Specifically, the benefits that have been found are in helping children keep lower calorie diets and providing them with greater support as they attempt to maintain the benefits that they gained from the interventions. The readiness for change model was proposed by Prochaska and DiClemente, which identifies six primary stages of change. And this model has been validated in several settings and identified as a contributing variable in success among individuals making lifestyle changes. The six primary stages identified in the model are the pre-contemplation stage, where individuals are identifying a desire to change, the contemplation stage, where they're still unsure about wanting to make the changes, the preparation stage, where they're taking the initial step towards change, action stage, where they're taking the additional steps to achieve a specific identified goal, maintenance stage, continuing to engage in change behaviors, and finally the termination stage, where their unhealthy habits are completely eliminated and are no longer a problem. Despite evidence that parental involvement plays a significant role in the success in interventions for children who are obese, very little is known about parent readiness for change in this population. Assessing parent readiness for change can potentially improve success at the termination of an intervention program, as well as increase likelihood of better maintenance. At the time that this study was conducted, the only research study that specifically examined parent readiness for change in children who are overweight was Rhee et al. Study in 2005. And the highlights of the study found that majority of the parents were still in the pre-contemplation stage of change, which is the earlier stage of change. Also, having a child who was obese increased the likelihood of being in a more advanced stage of change. Having children who were older than 8 years old also increased the likelihood of being in a more advanced stage of change. And finally, that parents who accurately perceived that their child had a weight problem were much more, 16 times more likely to be in a more advanced stage of change. In the current study, as mentioned earlier, it's based on the data collected from the Comprehensive Pediatric Obesity Program, Growing Fit. There were 49 children in the study, of which 55% completed the program. There was a fairly good distribution of males and females among the children participating in the study. And some of the factors that we think likely contribute to the higher attrition rate that we had was a majority of these children and families come from really low SES backgrounds and do not have the resources to consistently attend the program. In addition, due to the requirements set forth by the insurance company, failure to comply to the attendance requirements automatically terminates them from our program. Other characteristics of the sample was that a majority of the sample consisted of Hispanic individuals, and about 22% of our sample endorsed suicidal ideation on the child depression inventory, which is a screener for depression in children. The mean age of the parents in the study was about 40 years old. The results indicated that the highest mean scores among all stages of change measured were in the contemplation stage among parents in the study. This is an important finding, especially because these parents are typically referred by their child's primary care physician due to concerns about their child's weight status. However, despite this concern, the referral, that is given by the physician, many of these parents are still indicating that they're not quite ready. They're still in an earlier or initial phase of change. In addition, the mean score on the parental involvement measure was non-optimal, indicating that parents are reporting they're not as involved as they should be. This is based on their own self-reports. Participants in our study undergo medical examinations that includes measures such as the blood pressure, both diastolic and systolic, percent body fat, resting pulse rate before a three-step test, and these measures were the primary medical outcome measures chosen for the current study. The Pierce-Harris Self-Concept Scale, second edition, was used as a measure for the children's psychosocial outcome. This is a standardized measure for children 10 years old or older that assesses their self-concept, and the measure is broken down into 9 subscales. The overall T-score on this measure is the primary psychosocial outcome variable in the study. Composite scores on the survey was developed on a survey that was developed by the Growing Fit staff was used as a parental involvement measure in the study. Items on this survey addresses parents' perceptions of their own involvement with helping their child be successful in the intervention program. The Parent Readiness for Change measure was adapted from the University of Rhode Island Change Assessment Scale, the Eureka Scale. The stages assessed on this measure are pre-contemplation, contemplation, action, and maintenance stage of readiness. The total readiness for change score was used as the primary measure for parent readiness for change. The results demonstrated that parental involvement was actually not a significant variable contributing to the child's medical outcomes as we had expected. In addition, parental readiness for change assessed at the intake did not significantly contribute to medical outcomes in this sample, again, as we expected. In terms of the child self-concept, neither parental involvement nor parent readiness for change was found to be a significant contributing variable to the child self-concept at the termination of the program. Of note, children did not endorse clinically significant elevations on their Pierce-Harris self-concept measure, both at the intake and at the termination of the program, which limits the variability of the measures in this study. Although I think they're not endorsing a lot of these self-concept issues, in the group processes that we have, they are, but they're not self-reporting that on these measures for whatever reason. An interesting finding that is expected was that parents who attended more sessions, that is 3 or more sessions, had significantly higher overall parent readiness for change scores at the intake of the program compared to parents who attended fewer than 3 sessions throughout the program. This finding, although expected, suggests that attendance in and of itself may be considered a measure of parental involvement. There are several limitations in this study, including a limited sample size with limited variability among the measures. The measure utilized is a newly adopted measure and does not yet have an established reliability and validity, so future studies are needed to validate this measure. The sample consists of primarily children and families of Hispanic origin, which limits the ability to generalize the findings of the study. And finally, there's limited to no follow-up data at this time, which is a limitation considering that it's an intervention program that's only 12 weeks, and it's possible that many of the medical gains will be more apparent after the termination of the program. In summary, although the parents in the current study were referred by their child's primary care physician, many are still in the contemplation stage of change. This finding highlights the importance of understanding what would it take for parents to be more ready for change. So, for instance, would a more elaborate discussion from their parent's physician motivate more readiness? Findings also suggest that parent readiness for change did not uniquely contribute to the medical and psychosocial outcomes in the children in this sample. Also, the findings suggest the more ready parents are for change, the more likely they are to attend the parent support group sessions. And this has important implications for intervention and suggests that attendance in and of itself may be considered an aspect of parental involvement. In addition, the findings suggest that it is beneficial for intervention programs to assess the parent's stage of change prior to even implementing the intervention, because this has important implications for what approach you're going to use. So, for example, are they going to benefit from more psychoeducational strategies or from processing with parents? Why is there that hesitation? Why are they not more likely to be ready for change before moving on to action-oriented goals? That's the end. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next presenter